Chautauqua tree. I think it's called Chautauqua.
Yeah, and they all call it different names.
Yes.
And Emma calls it something, and Nina calls it something.
Yes.
They
have different names.
They all have different names for that, and I didn't know what it was supposed to be called. Okay, what do you call the tree that George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a kind of a shrub that it's really in between a bush and a tree, and it gets real red in the fall, and it poisons some people's skin. I don't know.
Sumac.
Yeah, that's what I was. You're the first person I've ever asked me what that was. Now the kinds of vines and things that your skin will break out when you rub up against.
That's called poison ivy. Or poison oak, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the large flowering trees has shiny green leaves and big white flowers.
Magnolia.
And do they have them here?
Yes.
I wondered if they have this far north.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have quite a lot here in town.
And
Juanita has three in her yard.
Oh, she does?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if they were...
Yes, they do grow here.
I just never have noticed them that much. Maybe they don't get as big or something. How would you refer to the, you were telling me about your mother and father, but when you were talking to them, what did you call them?
I called them Mama and Papa.
Mm-hmm. Now, in referring to the person that you're married to, you would have called him?
My husband.
And he would call you?
Grass with
them. Yeah. Now, your grandparents, like your grandfather, what did you call him?
Grandpa.
And your grandmother?
Grandma.
Now, something that you put, it's on wheels and you put a baby in it, it has a hood over it.
We call those, well, when I was younger, it said baby buggy.
Uh-huh.
But it's a carriage, really.
I'm just the opposite. I used to say baby carriage and now I say baby. And when you would put the baby in the carriage, you would go out and, take it out around it, and you would say that you were
walking the baby.
And your children are your sons and
daughters.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for it
would be a midwife.
Now, if a boy has facial features like his father, you'd say the boy
looks like his father.
And if he doesn't look like him necessarily, but he just acts like him, you'd say he
reminds me of him, or has mannerisms like his father, or actions.
Do you ever say takes after?
Sure.
I mean, is that the way you do that?
Yes, he takes after his father.
And that has to do with behavior?
Yes, more than resembling.
Yeah, more than facial features.
Yes.
Now...